Hey, I was listening to Morning Light, the remix just before speaking, and definitely a great morning song to wake up to here
Bless,
in
bless.
Wisconsin. I know it's a bit later there in the UK, but all is well. You got this new track out, and life's going well for UK.
Yeah, so far so good. Start of the year, start fresh. Got some big things coming this year that I'm working on right now. So, yeah, can't complain.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I know you had said that you're traveling around working on an upcoming album. And so today I definitely want to take a bit of a journey through the discography and leading up to where you are currently, as you mentioned in 2024, this fresh start and looking forward to some new things. Can we take it back for starters to the roots of music for you and in your life? Is this something that you connected with in your childhood? Or if you really trace it back to the beginning, where's your story with music start, Kay?
For music, yo, I'd say, I mean, my parents for sure, because I mean, I'm Congolese, so I'm of Congolese origin. So at home, my parents, my mom, specifically my dad was in a band when he was younger, and he played guitar every now and then. My mom, she played a lot of gospel in the house, a lot of rumba, which is like Congolese music, kind of like salsa almost. Between that, some classics from back home. And then I had older brothers, my older cousin lived with us for a little bit. He put us on hip hop music, grime, and yeah, just a lot of stuff coming up in the UK in that time period, like way early 2000s, stuff like that. But yeah, just growing up in the house, a lot of music all the time, and then growing up, you have your own taste and discover stuff, so on and so forth. But yeah, man.
Totally, totally. So I know from your bio, you're from Kinshasa and moved to the UK at some
Oh
point.
no! My bio. I don't know who did my bio.
Uh-oh.
So what it is? Yeah. So I was born and raised in the UK, London based, West London, Hounslow to be specific, but of
West
Congolese
London.
origin. So that's kind of where that plays in. But I was never born there. I was born out here in this side.
I gotcha. Yeah, it's good to clear that up.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah, I had read that from All Music online, but hey
Yeah.
man, classic case of not everything you read online is true. Sounds like
Voila,
the
that's
details got
that.
a little mixed up.
It's all good though, it's all good.
I do have to ask though, with as you said, your parents and your ancestry there, the Congo being, if I'm not mistaken, primarily French speaking, paired with your name or the second half of your name, Le
Yeah.
Maestro, is that taken from the French origin, and is that a language that you grew up speaking?
I mean, in my younger days, when I was real young, French was primarily spoken in the house, and then growing up, switched to English. Going to school and all of that, and that became the norm at home. So we switched from French to English, but I still have my French. I still speak French, but really, I feel like even my name is kind of a thing where. Especially a lot of Congolese people, they don themselves or each other nicknames. There's a lot. I said Le Maestro would be one. You have Le Général. Just like a lot of like grandiose, I'd say. But like we're proud people. As Congolese people, we're proud people. So it's always gonna be a sort of like nickname for a person. So on and so forth, but yeah, kind of took from that. But same time, growing up and discovering music and things like that, people that I listen to, draw inspiration and take names from so and so forth, and little amalgamation of things. That's how I got my name. And yeah.
And it's a name that you are living up to in your, still growing career as a musician. One thing that really stood out to me in just journeying through your discography was Le Maestro specifically being a conductor of music, and typically classical music, but you know, in a new age, we're dropping some new classics, and
Of
I
course.
really couldn't I couldn't shake the sense of you with the different collaborations that you've done, and specifically like culminating in Whip Music in 2021 with your cast of vocalists. This idea of you as a conductor, is that how it feels at all? Like working with all the different instruments and laying out, you know, an arrangement, for a song and collaborating with these vocalists. Is there any sense of being a conductor of music?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for me, it's always a thing where I try to be intentional with what I do, especially in the creation process. So, getting right people to sing on certain tracks, you know, I'm always a person who, like, I send tracks to people based on like the tonality of the voice, so how they sound, the tone of the voice, and what it can be paired with. So, I always try to like tailor my productions to how people sound, and same time, it's always a thing that if I have someone that I'm familiar with, I don't want to do something that they've already done or are familiar with. I like my bad. I like my bad. Damn. So I like to take people to like a new, you know, a new direction sonically, and then you know try and build something for them that they can you know rock with and so on and so forth, like new territory, more or less. But yeah.
Is that kind of collaboration something that you've always had with you? Again, kind of reading what I could of your story,
Yeah.
it seems like 2016, 2017 is really where things get rolling for you, at least in terms of like public facing music, right? Like you're
Yeah,
putting
yeah, yeah.
songs online. So
Yeah.
take me back. Are you like 17, 18 at this time?
At
When you
that time,
started putting out
yeah.
music.
Yeah, I was real young at that time. I was, yeah, around 17. Just putting out music. I mean, I've been on SoundCloud since 2013, actually, but like posting for real, for real was 2016, or 2015, 16, that time. And then slowly but surely, you know, finding people on SoundCloud, reaching out, outsourcing, and kind of befriend people and, you know, just try and make good music. That came from then. But it was at a point where I was doing beats at first, and then beats turned into edits. Edits. You know, it did its thing, and then from there to original music, and that's kind of the route that I'm on right now. It's making my own music, making my own sounds, and trying to have like a stamp in this whole music game. So, yeah.
Is it correct that you started making music on Mixcraft?
Yeah. Still to this day, same, you
Still
know.
to this day.
Yeah.
And that's not the most cited
Nah.
by producers, right? So
Yeah.
tell me how you came across Mixcraft and why it is you're still using it. Like how's it work for you?
So my oldest brother, he makes music and he put me onto the software. I probably caught wind of it around 2009, 2010. That's when he was doing his thing. And then I was, you know, he was doing like out of everyone in the fam, he was the music guy. I didn't really think anything of it. I was just, you know, I'm still young. Still dabbling in stuff, just seeing whatnot. But come 2012, you know, I'm like, yo, I had nothing better to do. I'm like, you know what, why not? Let me try and, you know, see what's good with this program. And I have only some, I'd say, musical background when I was young. Yeah, like keyboard lessons, but that didn't really stick. But yeah, 2012 come, you know, start making productions, just seeing what's good with these loops and all of this stuff. 2013, 14 was kind of when I really learned how to like program my own drum loops and do drums and all of this stuff. Because prior to that, I was doing like loops and pairing wherever sounded good. And then sampling came into the picture and, you know, slowly but surely picking up skills from making beats like how to compose. And all of this musical elements and all of this stuff. And I'd say even to now, I feel like I have a great sense of musicality, but I don't know theory. Like I'm not familiar with, you know, keys or scales or, you know, for me it's more so it's feeling and I know what sounds good to intuitively. I'm a route to, okay, this sounds good. I'm gonna pair this with this and patches, textures, and all of this stuff.
It's beautiful, man. It's like an intuition, and I think some
Yeah.
people are sort of born with the music in their head, so to speak.
Yep.
No, so that's really cool. I'm curious. You mentioned the slowly but surely nature of all of this, right? And
Yeah.
talking about being introduced to this program by your brother, 29, 2010, like really starting to see what it's about in 2012, and then like through 13, 14, just like honing your craft. And to this day, what's that look like for you? Just let's say like in the course of a given week, maybe when you were starting out, and then also contrasted by today, what's your kind of routine look like when it comes to actually sitting down and putting the work in on mixed craft?
So like these days, I'm more relaxed as to making music. I try not to force the creation process, because there'll be days where I'm not feeling like making music. I might rest and then just get inspiration from wherever it may be. I might travel, go somewhere, and get inspiration there, make a beat. But earlier on, I was, because it was a thing where I was studying at the same time, so it was a thing of time constraint. Because it'll be like, okay, I do school, come home from school, hop on laptop, make beats for the whole evening, and then I might have homework or whatnot to do that night, and then boom, sleep, school the next day. So it was, for me, it was more like a thing back then of a need to make music because of time, because I had a lot of priorities back then, a lot of things to do, and little time to do it. So whenever I had some free time in my day, I'd sit down and practice for my craft, make beats, and then handle my life stuff. And then day in, day out, same routine up until I finished, because here we have school goes from, so you have primary school, which is elementary, secondary, which is like middle school, and then you have a bit after that, which is sixth form, which is kind of like college, not uni, but college, which is pre-uni. And then you have uni. And then from there, wherever. But those times I was in secondary school, sixth form, college. So a lot of work to do, a lot of exams to prepare for, but little time. So wherever or whatever I had to spend as far as time, I just sit down and create and, try and get good, listen to other music, and yeah, just put everything together from what I've heard and try and replicate that through production and, find my own way of doing certain things. And yeah, man.
So, looking at today, you mentioned being more relaxed and not having this time constraint where you need to force the creativity in the time that you have allotted for it. Do you feel in any way, like specifically with this new album you're working on, did that has affected like the quality of work in any kind of way? Just being able to sort of create the space for the music to find you, maybe, versus just needing to sit down and get it within these parameters.
Yeah, I feel like these days, I did my 10,000 hours. I'm at a point where I'm confident with what I make, and it translates. Because, I ain't trying to be boastful, but everything that I've done in recent times is, it's quality. Like I'm proud of what I've put out, and it's only getting better from here. So I try not to force the creation, try and get inspiration from elsewhere, and yeah, just like if I really just think things through, do beats here and there. Just gain new life experiences and put that towards the music. And yeah, but yeah, feel like I'm at a point where I'm comfortable with the music, and I'm trying to let that translate into what I do and not really force it. Like the direction will always find itself, so I just go with the flow and just make beats by the day, whatever comes through that day, however it may come out. But that's kind of where I'm at right now. And yeah, like so far everything's been sounding good. I'm definitely trying to pick it up this year, pick up the pace, and put out a lot of music, because I know like these times are, I tease people like, I'm not putting this out, so on and so forth, and It's been cool for the time, but now I'm ready to really drop and flood the streets with music. So, yeah, we'll just see how that goes.
Man, all right. So tell me more about this moment in time and flooding the streets with music. What do you feel about this moment in time? Like whatever direction you want to take that question.
Yeah. That for like these days, I'm just sitting on so much music. That's the thing. I'm sitting on a lot of music. So from like the last 2 years, I've been constantly cooking, 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 and holding onto those for some time. So now it's kind of a point where I'm trying to find people to work with, whether it's for myself or for other people's productions or whatnot. I'm trying to just see where I fit in and really just give myself out to the people and put myself out there. And yeah, no more blocking myself from putting out music and this and that. Just like really just, yo, here I am. This is what I bring to the table. And for those of people that know what I do already, cool. For those that don't know who I am or whatnot, they'll find out through, what I offer and what I'm gonna bring to music.
I'm feeling a similar kind of way with what you describe, trying to put yourself out there and be involved. And I do think it's interesting, reflecting on the state of the world these days, right? And all the uncertainty. And there's this quote by a writer, Heather Cox Richardson, that I came across and I really love. And she talks about how sort of times of turbulence throughout history are also times of great creativity and new ideas and kind of new affiliations or alliances between people. And so I wonder if this sense of wanting to get involved that you describe and that I also feel is in some way kind of tied to the uncertainty and the turbulence of the world. But it really seems like, in my experience, I believe music can be a real antidote to a lot of the worry or even the divisions that we experience. And so I think, man, I think your intuition is right again on this one, and it's really the perfect time to be dropping what you've been laying down or
Yeah.
serving what you've been cooking and
For sure, yeah.
seeing who you meet and where it goes. That's really cool. It's definitely a moment in time.
Big time, yeah. I definitely do feel that, even with the times that we're in and coming from the pandemic, we're not even that far removed from 2020 and whatever went down then, and we're only just coming out outside again. So it's kind of like, okay, everyone's back outside. Things are, I wouldn't say normal. We're like, it's a new normal, but for the times that we're in currently, I feel like music captures a time, a moment in time. So for me to soundtrack a moment in time is kind of my objective for what I do currently. And even for myself, I said, okay, with music, I did that then. This is what I'm gonna do next. And then from there, what I'm gonna do after. And it's always a moment in time where, okay, time stamps for myself and my progress as an artist. And yeah, it's a good marker.
Yeah, it really kind of keeps you on pace too. It's your own deadline, but in a kind of way, you can't procrastinate if you're capturing this moment in time, right? You have some leeway, but I think the way that you lay it out there, it's like it keeps you on track with the work that you want to be doing because it is this process of documenting the moment in time. And even if something is maybe not as final as you would like it to be, like you ever think about that, and putting out beats and when they're really done, how do you determine that?
I mean, it's always feeling and a thing of never to overthink, the process, because I feel like everyone's definition of finished is different, and what I might hear, you might not hear, and everyone's ears are different. So it's just a thing of never to overthink, because it's always, as humans, we progress no matter when or whatever. Like, we're always gonna find progress, and where we'll be in a couple years isn't where we're gonna be at right now. So It's just a thing of okay, just put it out and keep it moving, and whoever comes comes, and that's that.
Totally. I want to bring it back around for a moment to something that you had mentioned a while earlier, which is seeking out new life experiences. What have you been getting into these days outside of the music? Any hobbies or anything?
Yeah, a lot of traveling, a lot of traveling, a lot of seeing new countries. I was in LA not too long ago in November. I was in LA, and that was my first time in LA. I went to New York in August, last August, first time in the States in general. Went to Canada for the first time last March, South Africa in September, first time in Africa as well. Just like a lot of like brand new first times in my life, and just living, seeing new stuff, meeting new people, and taking what I've experienced and putting it into music. So yeah, just seeing new life is always a thing of just having the chance to just do new stuff and seeing where that can translate into the music, and sonically hearing new music from places that you've never been to or scenes that you might have not known existed. And that's always a good marker for me to get inspiration and just really just like put it into what I'm doing currently. And yeah.
Does that carry over into the music at all and your own listening tastes, kind of exposing yourself to things that you weren't familiar with before?
I mean, for sure. Always, always. But, I feel like coming from where I come from and my background, it's always been a thing of musical richness. So I've always been aware of certain genres and different types of sounds. So I find that at my disposal. But same time, it's like music is limitless. You can hear things you've never heard before from places you've never been before. And yo, there's so much music out there. You have to just really just find it. So traveling kind of allowed me to really venture into like, what's going down in certain locations. Like I went to Switzerland in 2019. Switzerland, prior to then, it was like a place. I don't think people don't think much of the country as a country, apart from like the Alps and snowing and skiing and all of that stuff. But I went there for the first time for Fête de la Musique, which is like a, I think it's a day festival across Europe or most of Europe where they have like live music for a whole day, bands, DJs, so on and so forth. So I went to Lausanne in 2019 and met some people who I consider friends right now. And just what they were listening to at the time, and this like this, there's a scene in Switzerland, in Geneva specifically, like yo, it's like a rap scene, and just the music that they're doing over there, it's so like future forward and not like anything that I've heard from Francophone music. So being able to experience that for the first time, and yeah, man, it's crazy just to even think that okay, I may have not known about this, but being there allow me to experience this. And yeah, man, it's just always inspiring just to hear new stuff that I'm not accustomed to. And yeah, it's great.
Yeah, that definitely is. Just picking up on one thing you said about where you come from and some musical roots that you're always aware of. I know you so you've listed as some of your inspirations like J Dilla, Madlib, Black Milk, Flying Lotus.
Yep.
Who is it true you got like a shout out from at one point? I read that
Yeah,
from
like
Flying Lotus.
2017 from Flylo. That was my.
That's cool. But yeah, what are those inspirations the kind of roots that you're referencing that you're always aware of in your own writing process? Or
For the most part,
what is
yeah.
that in
But I mean,
reference to?
it's always changing. Like, I have certain phases where I'm listening to certain things at the moment that might not be what you're aware of or might not think that I might be on. But like currently, the sound is always hip hop, but I've been through reggae as of late, like reggae beats and ventures that sound, and a lot of like electronic based music. Love like techno cuts here and there, not like hard techno, but still my bounce, but like that kind of route that I've been on. But as far as listening to music currently, I've been on a lot of Batida, which is like music from Lisbon, Portugal, made by people of the ghetto. And I have some friends from that scene that do music like that, And the roots come from Angola, which is a neighboring country from Congo. It's kind of like I think west, southwest of the country. But music from there, I've been on a lot of like compas, zouk, which is from the French West Indies, Haiti, Guadeloupe. So just a little bit of everything I've been listening to, just trying to collect inspiration and find different grooves and elements and see where I can fit different elements into my own music and so on and so forth. And yeah, it just keeps it rich, keeps it alive, and keeps the inspiration flowing.
Absolutely. Man, a lot of people will say, when you ask what kind of music they listen to, they'll say all types. And I often doubt what the truthfulness of that, like myself included, when I say I listen to all types. But no, it sounds like you've got some far and wide ranging sources of music in your life. And
For
sounds
sure.
like it goes hand in hand with this kind of worldliness and traveling that you've been afforded to do. So no, it's really cool, man. Is this like what you envisioned for yourself, thinking back to the early days of hopping on Mixcraft? Is this the kind of life that you've crafted for yourself that you had wanted then?
I mean, I didn't think much of it because obviously coming from, immigrant parents, first gen specifically, they have high standards of what you should be for yourself, career-wise, maybe like doctors, lawyers, so on and so forth, like very high, standard jobs. But for me, it was a thing where I've been doing it for so long that I had no other vision for myself as to what I want to do in life but music. And I did business for my degree. I did marketing and management for my degree in uni. And I've always been good with business. So as collateral, I'd say, okay, if all goes, left, I got that as a backup. But I've always been stern with how I conduct myself, like business-wise, So yeah, and music has always been like the thing. It's always been like the vision for myself. I'm day in, day out, from young to now, even when I get old, have my own family, whatnot. That's always gonna be a integral part of my being. So yeah, like you don't really expect much, but wherever life takes you just prepare yourself for the ride. And it took me this far. I'm traveling, I'm doing this and that, and I'm always grateful just to be in this position where I can really make a living off what I do and see stuff, because it's always a thing where I reflect on what I've done and what I've accomplished. And like my parents have been to countries that I've been to with music. Well, my siblings, like I'm really the first to really be out here independently seeing and conquering new lands and all it is. So I'm always grateful just to be in this position. And yeah, man.
Hey, cheers to that, Kay. I think to tie this together for today, do you want to give people a few places that they can tune in to the music that's going to be flooding our streets in 2024 and into the future?
Man, I mean, just go just watch my page. I'll be putting snippets every now and then, but like I got some proper stuff coming, and I'm trying to lock in on more production based, beats. So maybe in the year, you have some people, some prod by Killer Maestro credits coming out the cut. But for right now, man, it's just everything's happening on my page. But I took a little break just to, really just focus on the music. But I got some stuff, some proper things coming up. So I'm kind of glad to be working on, these things.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks for the time today, and yeah, I'll look forward to everything coming from you in the future, and hopefully to connecting again down the road.
For sure, I'm here. Appreciate your time. Thank you for having me, and bless up, man.
Yeah, I'll give you my non-denominational bliss up that I learned in response to that one. It's definitely been nice meeting you, and now
Likewise,
all the best to you again. We'll be in touch.
not for sure. I'm here, man. Appreciate your time, man.
Yep, take care, Kay.
Bless up.